Theology proper, question number three. State briefly the biblical basis for and formulate the doctrine of God's omniscience. Relate this doctrine to the teaching of, quote, open theism, end quote. My response. The term, quote, open theism, end quote, refers to the false teaching that God's omniscient, all-knowing nature is limited by our free will. This belief suggests that God knows all of the possibilities, but doesn't know which we'll choose because our choices have not yet been made. It essentially states that God doesn't know the future and is not omniscient. The remainder of this response will be focused on the comforting truth that God indeed knows all things, actual, possible, and future, because he indeed knows all things. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 20, we learn, quote, God is greater than our heart and knows all things, end quote. God has been described as knowing everything and being, quote, perfect in knowledge, end quote. Job 37, verse 16. He knows everything actual. God knows when we, quote, sit down and rise up, end quote. Psalm 139, verse 2. The number of hairs on your head, Matthew 10, verse 30. And, quote, the number of stars, end quote, in the sky. Psalm 147, verse 4, and, quote, what we need, end quote. Matthew 6, verse 8. God also knows everything that is about to happen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8, referenced a moment ago, indicates that God knows our actual need. However, before the sentence is finished, we see that God knows it, quote, before you ask him. End quote. When the psalmist tells us that God knows when we, quote, sit down and rise up, end quote, he goes on to say that, quote, even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all, end quote. Psalm 139, verse 2, 4. God clearly doesn't just know the actual, but also our thoughts, desires, and what's about to be said. It is an unbiblical claim that God's knowledge of the future is limited because we have not yet made decisions. Regardless of decisions that people made throughout the history of mankind, nothing thwarted the 300-something prophecies that Jesus Christ fulfilled. Many prophecies, such as his birth, cross-reference Isaiah 7:14 and Matthew 1:18-25, his death, cross-reference Isaiah 53, verse 3 through 6, and Matthew 27, verse 39 54, and his resurrection, cross-reference Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, and Luke chapter 24, verse 46, were prophesied hundreds of years in advance, and yet Jesus perfectly fulfilled them. How could this happen unless God secures future outcomes? If we say that God doesn't know future outcomes because of our choices, then there are some decisions that we can make. If we say that God doesn't know future outcomes because of our choices, then are there some decisions that we can make that will prevent Christ's return? Revelation 19:11-21. Do our decisions have a greater effect on the outcome of God's plans than his own sovereignty? Is God waiting for us to do things so that he can know what will happen next? No. God is eternal. He knows all things and does not need to be taught or shown anything. God is sovereign and omniscient, and nothing can happen outside of his will, regardless of what choices or decisions we make. Jesus showed that he knew the thoughts of his apostles, adversaries, and people. Matthew 9, verse 4. Matthew 12, verse 25. Luke 5, verse 22. Luke 6, verse 8. Luke 9, verse 47. And John 16, verse 19. Since he knew their thoughts, he also knew the actions they were about to act upon. He was able to hide himself from being stoned by the Pharisees in mid-conversation, John 8, verse 59. Because Jesus told Nathanael that he saw him under the fig tree before they were near one another, Nathanael believed him to be the, quote, Son of God, John 1, verses 48 through 50. Nathanael had the right response to God's omniscience. The complexities of how our decisions hold us personally responsible while also not hindering God's perfect will are vast. The reality is that whether our decisions are righteous or unrighteous, God will complete his predetermined plans. As Nathaniel responded rightly to God's omniscience, so should we. God never has to stop and think and count the stars, the sand, or even our personal sins. Quote, all of these facts and all other things that he knows are always fully present in his consciousness, end quote. We should be amazed that God knows the depths of our wickedness and still freely offers grace.